Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
We have two scripture readings for today. The first one is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. The second one is Psalm 121 from Matthew. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in the branches. And now Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade in your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time and forevermore. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I have used about all the syllables I have left this week. It's not lost on me that staff is sitting in their fifth time hearing me speak. Some of you as well. Lord, have mercy. What else is there to say? Well, maybe I'll think of something. I'll tell you, it kind of gives me the collie wobbles thinking that I have to speak again. You know the collie wobbles? I didn't either until the youth gave me that word just a minute ago. They set the tone for the sermon each week, in case you're wondering. Collie wobbles means a sense of nauseousness. So thinking I got to do this one more time, collie wobbles. Mustard seed, just a little bitty nothingness. A psalm that says, I look to the hills. Jesus, in telling us his stories, tells us from what he knew from the Old Testament. There was no New Testament when Jesus was preaching. He was giving them the material for it, if you will. So what he preaches on and teaches on is from the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is influenced greatly by the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God and only one God, and you shall love your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the Didache, which is the body of work that formed the teachings about God. And Jesus would have heard those words and listened to those lessons from the very earliest of his disciples. toddlerhood until the end of his days. Today, our Nashville grandchildren are on stage for the very first time. They are reciting a passage from the book of Numbers, one of my favorites. What about yours? Gus and Georgia are 6 years old, and they are telling the story that they are learning about God. And today they are proclaiming to their church, much as I'm proclaiming to my church. And Jesus would have done the same. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. It ain't that hard. If you just believe in God a little bit, just a little bit, wondrous things can happen. This picture that you see before me is a mustard seed in some sort of abstract form. The mustard plant would grow to over 6 feet tall. None of the kids got that high a minute ago. And many thought it was a weed, so no one wanted mustard plants in their yards. But the birds of the air did. The birds of the air made their home. A little bitty nothing. Surprise! God's at it again. Jesus says to the disciples, the Pharisees have kept the secrets of the kingdom to themselves. But I'm opening up those secrets. I'm telling you those secrets. Surprise! In fact, Matthew says in verse 34, if you read on down a little bit, Jesus never spoke without telling parables. The disciples kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, why do you do that? Jesus, how do you do that? Jesus Christ, what are you doing now? Or something like that. And Jesus would look at them with a little bit of the collywobbles and say, what's wrong with you people? I stopped with the woman at the well because you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. I stopped for the man with leprosy because you shall love the Lord your God, your neighbor as yourself. Everything that I do is to live out what I have been taught. And you, disciples, just a little bit. Could you just give me a little bit? Lord, have mercy. Don't you know those 12 men drove him crazy? Jesus gives us the insights with simple elegance. Simple elegance. Not blessed is your wallet. Not blessed is your bank account. Not blessed is your ability to weave cloth or build furniture or build a portfolio or be the smartest or be the most significant. Jesus says, blessed are your eyes and your ears. Blessed are your eyes and your ears. These two little things right here. These two little things right here. Some of you even cover these up. But Jesus says, blessed are your eyes and ears. But not in our culture. Bigger is better. Louder is better. Beautiful is better. A bigger house, a bigger portfolio, a new car every now and then. A job promotion, a bigger house, a bigger car, a job promotion. And on it goes till when does it stop? Jesus said, just a little bit. My friend Chuck Bug, who's preaching professor and dean and one of my best friends, says these words. The Lenten journey is not all good news. There will be moments of fear and reminders of death and dying, but Lent reminds us that death is not the last word. As we journey on this Lenten pathway, we know the cross is before us because we know the story. But we also know that the cross is not the end. In many ways, it's just the beginning. And we have the knowledge. We have the knowledge. But some of you say, I don't know enough. But Jesus says, just a little bit. Surprise. And some of you say, but I'm not good enough. And Jesus says, just a little good. Surprise. Some of you say, but I haven't done enough. And Jesus says, just do a little bit. Surprise. I'm reminded of the story that Anthony Campolo tells of the woman who called him up for counseling and said, could we meet somewhere for me to talk to you about my life? And Campolo says, come to my church house and I'll meet you. She said, I can't come to the office. I can't come to the church. He said, I'm embarrassed and ashamed, and the church would be the last place I'd want to meet you. He said, there's a bench outside the church office. I'll meet you on the bench. And so they came and sat down, and Campolo said, tell me about your life. And she said, oh, Pastor, if you knew all the bad things I had done, you would never let me even close to your church. And Campolo said, oh, my darling sister, if you knew all the things I'd done, you would never have come here in the first place. Just a little bit, just a little bit, and grow and provide a place, and provide a home, and share in the victory. Share in the victory. The psalmist says you don't need anything but God. I look to the president from whence cometh my help. I look to Congress from whence cometh my help. I look to my bank account from whence cometh my help. I look at my retirement statement from whence cometh my help. I look at my gas gauge from whence cometh my help. I look in the pantry from whence cometh my help. And the psalmist says, look to God. It's so simple. Just a little bit. Just have a little faith. Just have a little faith. The good news sometimes is hard for us to hear. We struggle with health issues and we hope for a cure. We struggle with family issues and we hope for reconciliation. We struggle with war and we hope for peace. We struggle with depression and we hope for stability. We struggle with our leaders and we hope for better. We struggle for our church and Not only have I used about all my syllables this week, but we've been together 9 months. You know what happens after 9 months? Maybe we are in the midst of bursting something magnificent. Surprise. Let's pray together. Lord, we struggle and we hope and we wish and we pray and we do all of the things that we should do, but still, God, and you say to us, just give me a little bit and I will surprise you. So in these moments, God, I pray expectantly. I pray expectantly that you will catch us by surprise in the days ahead. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.